year for the Butternut Midgets. Kiana Narring, averaging 10 rebounds a game along with her 13 points. Just a freshman. And it's going to be Narring jumping off against Callie Haakkinen. And Butternut comes away with it. Yes, they do. Here's Narring with the ball. She gets it over right side. Back to Narring. A give and go. Oh, tough call on that one right there. Abby Schultz grabbed the ball. They're going to call a foul. It's going to be Butternut basketball under their own basket. And Butternut gets it in. Here's a shot for Pritzel. It looks like it's blocked. Callie Haakkinen, a nice box out. And she's going to bring it up for the Buccaneers. Buccaneers in their white uniforms, red lettering. Gets it to the corner. Here's a shot for England from the corner. A three-point shot, no good. And Kylie Orson tracks that one down. From the top, she's going to set things up against this man. No, are they in a 2-3 zone? I'm not sure what they're in here. Maybe some sort of a zone with a man-to-man on Callie. And Buccaneers throw that one out of bounds. It's the Buccaneers working from right to left here in Prentice. They're going to take the ball out under their own basket. Here's Orson. Get pass out to Callie on the three-point line in the corner. She bounces it to Blumberg and back to Orson. Orson gets it out, dribbles it out the perimeter, and take it away from Butternut. And here comes Narring over to Bebo. And back to Narring in the lane. The kick out to Pritzel. She's going to get a shot up. Maybe block, not sure. Out of bounds off of Butternut. It's going to be Prentice basketball. Like a little bit of maybe some full-court pressure here. Przybylski. She's going to guard Callie all over the court. Going to follow her everywhere she goes. Someone's going to. Now they got Pritzel on her. All right. Here's Orson with the ball back out to England. England tries going baseline. Finds Blumberg from about 8 feet. That one no good. Callie with the rebound. Can't make it. Finish it. And it was the Buccaneers with the rebound, but the Midgets stole it away. They find Pritzel down by the basket. She can't finish. And there's Callie again with the rebound. She's going to push up right side. Callie, coast to coast all the way. Nope, she's going to pass off here. Finds England. She's going to shoot for three. That one no good. Rebound opposite side from Blumberg. And a push. That one on Caitlin Bebo. It's going to be Buccaneers basketball under their own basket. It's 0-0 here with 16:23 to go. This game just underway. Orson taking the ball out of bounds under the basket. She gets it in. And here's a shot from shoots from the top. Oh, a three-point shot just rims out. Callie Haakkinen.
Wow.
Gets the rebound high. And it goes out of bounds. It's going to go to Butternut. No score here yet. 16:14 to go. Butternut can bring the ball up. And it is the freshman, Narring, from center court. Gets across the half-court line. Passes it off to Bebo. Here's Pritzel now. She gets it in. The inside-outside game. They swing it left side. Shot goes up from Przybylski. No good. Bebo rebounds. She puts it up. She can't finish. Shuts rebounds. Gets it to Callie. Callie going to bring it up for the Buccaneers. Head coach Chris Johnson trying to get this offense started here. There's a steal from Butternut. And other way they go. Missing the layup. Butternut gets the rebound. No, Callie takes it away.
I think that might have been blocked by Callie, too.
Okay, Callie comes back with the block. Nice defensive play. Finds shots by the basket. A nice assist from Callie Haakkinen to shut. And it's 2-0 Buccaneers with 15 and a half minutes to go. First half. And Narring, she's going to pull up for three. That one no good. Rebound by Schutz. A nice box out at the three-point line. Buccaneers playing with some energy here. Here's Orson. Hands it off to Callie. Callie going to bring it up. Callie gets across half court. And Butternut playing some kind of a zone here with a full body on Callie the whole time. She misses the shot from the free throw line. And they get a pass ahead to Narring. She finishes it. The freshman gets the first 2 points of the game for the Midgets. 14:48 to go here. We're tied up at two. Here's Callie getting across half court, looking for someone to go to. And get a timeout here from Chris Johnson. A 30-second timeout, 14:40 to go. It's 2-2. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podwell's here in Prentice, Wisconsin. WIA playoff basketball here. It's girls action. The Prentice Buccaneers taking on the Butternut Midgets, and it is the Midgets with a steal going the other direction. That's Przybylski. Shot goes up. She misses it. Callie going to clear it out, bring it up. No Orson this time. Orson gets it across half court. Orson going to set the offense for the Bucks. 14-12 to go here. Tied up at two. Orson dribbling around the perimeter. Gets it off to England. They get it into the lane to Blumberg. Blumberg kicks back out to Callie Haken. And Callie from the baseline, a spin move, finds Orson, a nice finish, a nice assist again for Callie. And it's 4-2 Buccaneers. Going to get a foul on Orson on a reach. Buccaneers, a little energy, a little too much energy on that one. All right, here we go. Pritzel takes this one in. She gets it into Naring. Back to Pritzel. And into the low block, stolen away from the Buccaneers, but they throw it out of bounds. And two Pritzels on the team. I got to clear that up. That was Lizzie. Kendra out on the court as well. All right, Butternut. Going to take it in. They're down 4-2, 13:42 to go in this first half. Here's a shot from the three-point line for Butternut. That one no good. Rebounded by Kylie Orson. And the Buccaneers going to bring it up. Kylie Orson bringing it up. Gets across half court. Going to set up this offense. And going to call it kind of a 1-3 zone with a man-to-man on Callie Haken and the Butternuts running. Luca Blumberg throws up a little side hook. It's no good. And Butternut going to bring it up. Here's Bebo. Get past to Pritzel. Pritzel back out to Bebo. She's going to shoot the three. That one's short. Callie gets the rebound. Callie picks it up. And they're going to keep bodies on Callie all game here. 13 minutes to go. Buccaneers up by two. Here's Orson. She's going to have to handle some point guard responsibilities so Callie don't get wore out. Here's Orson from three. Oh, almost goes. The ball rebounds for Butternut. Gets it to Naring. She's going to push up. Naring to Pritzel. Back to Naring. Back to Pritzel up at the top of the key for Butternut. And left side it goes. Here's Przybylski. She's trapped by a couple Buccaneers. The ball gets it over to Naring. She puts up the shot. Oh, it rims out so close. Rolled out, and the Buccaneers come away with the rebound. 12:23 to go first half. Kylie Orson with the ball for Buccaneers. And now England has it. A unique little defense we see here, Nate. That's what I had said. A 1-3 zone with a man on Callie the whole time. A woman on Callie the whole time. 12 minutes to go. 4-2. All right, here's Q. Orson throws this one away. It's picked off. Going the other direction by Naring, and they're going to have a no-call on this one. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Butternut's ball. And Maddie Freeman checking into the ball game. 11:54 to go here. And we're going to get a timeout here. I'm not sure which one called it here, but 11:54 to go. It's 4-2. The Buccaneers leading the Butternut Midgets. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
England And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin here along with Nathan Podewelt in Prentice, Wisconsin. It's a 4-2 ball game in girls playoff action here. The Prentice Buccaneers leading the Butternut Midgets right now in Prentice. Butternut with the ball. They took it out under their own basket, and this one went out on Butternut. Bebeau got it in. Callie slapped it off her hands. A nice play from Callie, and it's going to be Buccaneers basketball. Kylie Orson going to take it up left side. She's going to bring it up, take a little pressure off of Callie. Orson, oh, and that one tipped out of bounds, going to stay with the Buccaneers. Buccaneers side out of bounds here. Buccaneers in their white uniforms and red lettering. And it's the Butternut Midgets in that black and orange. They get it into Callie. Into Orson. Orson drives, kicks out to Freeman. Freeman back to Orson on the baseline. Orson going to dribble this one out. Trying to get Callie in the post. A skip pass over to England. She's going to go left side. Can't finish. And it's Schutz tracks it down. Abby Schutz from the top of the key to Orson. Left side. Here's a shot from England. She passes it up. Buccaneers swinging the ball well. Missed shot from Schutz. And it's going to go Buccaneers' way.
Butternut. Butternut's way.
What did I say?
Buccaneers.
Buccaneers' way. It's Butternut ball. Buccaneers going to put on a little bit of press here. 11-14 to go. They're leading 4-2 over the Butternut Midgets. Gnaring a nice take down the court. Tried finding a cross pass to Pritzel on the opposite side of the basket, and it was tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay with Butternut under their own basket. They're going to take it out. Zbilski going to take it out for the Midgets. And she gets it in up top to Bebeau. Bebeau dribbles across the top. Over to Pritzel. Pritzel set up for three. She can't get that one to fall. And it's Maddie Freeman coming away with this rebound. And she's going to get it off to Callie Hakenin. Callie going to bring it up this time. Callie gets across the first defender. Attacks a spin move on Bebeau. Finds Orson. Shot goes up. It's no good. Bebeau gets the rebound. She throws it ahead to Gnaring. Gnaring, she picks it up. Bebeau skip pass to Pritzel. Pritzel going to put it up from the elbow. That one just rims out. Callie with another rebound. And she's going to push it up herself left side. Finds Schutz on the right side of the basket. She posts up. That one just misses. And we might get a jump ball here. We do. Kylie Orson and Lizzie Pritzel tied up there. And possession goes to the Buccaneers. 10:23 to go here. It's still 4-2. Buccaneers ball under their own basket. Kylie got to get it in real soon. She does. That was real close to a five-second call. Freeman over to Schutz to England. England on this right corner. Oh. Taken away by Przybylski. Feisty little defender. She's going to bring it up herself. Right side. Here's Bebeau now. Callie Hakenin going to get a foul on the stopping the ball. She slapped with it, but she was moving in front of her. And it's going to be Lizzie Pritzel taking the ball out of bounds. Side out of bounds for Butternut. 10:07 to go here. It's 4-2. Buccaneers leading. Here's Gnaring from the top. And the Buccaneers in a 1-3-1 defense. And a three-point shot from Bebeau. Falls. One of them was going to shot. They're going to fall. They're getting some nice shots up. And Butternut takes the lead 5-4. 9:53 to go. Here's Orson from the top for the Buccaneers. Gets into the corner to Freeman. And down on the baseline. Back to Orson. Orson picks up from the corner. Finds Schutz going to the basket. She attacks. They're going to call a foul, a shooting foul. Going to put Schutz at the line. Schutz going to shoot two free throws here with 9:40 to go. Butternut's up by one right now. Schutz going to look to tie it on this one. That one a little bit long. No good. Second shot coming here for Abby Schutz, the senior. Free throws up. Put a little bit long as well. It rolls in. Yeah. Caught the iron and fell in. 9:40 to go. Tied up at 5. Butternut basketball against this pressure. Kicked by Orson, but Gnaring comes away with it. And Callie, Orson almost got another takeaway. Butternut maintains possession here, though. Here we got a shot from the wing. They get it into the elbow to Pritzel. Pritzel puts it up. That one no good. Rebound from Przybylski. And we're going to get a jump ball. And this one's going to stay with Butternut. 9:21 to go. Butternut basketball under their own basket, tied up at five. Rzbilski taking the ball out under her own basket. Finds Babeau on the left corner. Babeau up top to Nari. And Ellie Kohler in this game here now. She's got the ball at the top now. Here's Babeau. Get past Rzbilski. She's going to put it up a deep two. It's good. Rzbilski for two. Makes it 7-5. And she almost gets a steal. Tips it away. She's not afraid to get in there. She's been causing chaos here. Start out this game.
One of the only two seniors on the team.
Sure. Two seniors. A lot of freshmen on this team. All right, here's Kylie Orson bringing it up for the Buccaneers. Just under 9 minutes to go. Orson crosses, goes left side, gets it off to Schutz. Schutz to England. Get pass here to Maddie Freeman. She's going to shoot the three. That one no good. Rebound by Callie and put back. Callie, a big rebound for Callie Hakenin. And Butternut gets it in against this 1-3-1 press or a diamond in one. And Butternut gets across half court. Przybylski, skip pass. Opposite side, Kohler can't handle it. It goes out of bounds. And with 8.5 minutes to go, tied up at seven, it's Buccaneers basketball. Yeah. Here's Schutz. She gets across half court. Schutz over to Orson. Orson from the wing. Orson with the dribble. She's going to go left back to Schutz. Into the corner over to England. England tries a skip pass, throws it off Schutz's foot. And it goes out of bounds. Going to go Butternut basketball. 8:15 to go. Tied up at 7. Buccaneers put on the press here. Three-quarters court. Not a hard press. Trying to get a trap. Butternut gets over the top. Naring has it. And up the top of the key to Babeau. Babeau has it. Trying to set things up here. Gets a 1-3-1 defense by the Buccaneers. And a no call.
Yeah.
And they tied up deep there. Could have got a tripping call there. And Buccaneers basketball, Orson gets across half court. Over to Schutz. 7:43 to go here, tied at 7. Here's Maddie Freeman from the corner. That shot a little bit long. And Buccaneers going to have to hustle down the court. They do. Here's Naring. She picks it up. Naring has it. Back up top. To Pritzel. To Babeau. Babeau gets a screen from Pritzel. Rzbilski, she's going to shoot the three-point shot. She can't get that one to fall. Nice rebound from Babeau. Got away with a walk. Shot goes up, and here's another rebound from Nari. She puts that one up. A lot happy to hear it tipped out of bounds.
After all that Buccaneers ball, finally.
Yeah, Buccaneers basketball. There you go, Nate. Lots of action here to start this one out. Here's Orson. Orson gets across half court. Both teams struggling to get a good shot off. Here we go. Tipped out of bounds from Nari. No, it's going to stay with.
It's going to go to Butternut.
Go Butternut basketball. Nari tips that one out. Lizzie Pritzel going to take this one out for the Buccaneer or for the Midgets. And Nari going to bring it up, the freshman. Naring looking for a passer. Gets it across half court. Pritzel over to Przybylski. And almost taken away from Orson. Butternut maintains control. Orson being real feisty here tonight.
Yes,
and that's what she brings to the table. She's a defender, Nate. You see that a lot. And going to get a travel on Naring, drug her foot. It's going to be Buccaneers basketball. 6.5 minutes to go here. We're tied up at 7, Nate. Not a high-scoring game.
First one of 20 wins.
Might be going that way. Orson to the Buccaneers. Gets across half court to Freeman. Schutz has it in the corner now. Trapped in the corner. Picks it up. Gets a shot up. And they're going to call the foul on the ground. It's going to be Buccaneers basketball under their own basket. All right, Buccaneers going to take the basketball out. 6:18 to go, tied up at 7. They find Blumberg right by the basket. Blumberg gets it to go. The out-of-bounds play works. And the Buccaneers take a 9-7 lead with 6:08 to go. Naring gets across half court. Buccaneers pressure causing problems. Callie Haken, it comes away with a steal. She's going to get a chance at a layup here all the way to the basket. She finishes 11-7. Buccaneers take a four-point lead, 5:54 to go. Feeling the energy here now. Here's another steal from Orson. She gets this one to Callie. Callie to Blumberg. No good. Rebound Callie. There's a foul. She's going to shoot two. Buccaneers with a little burst of energy. And Butternut, you're going to see a little bit of tiredness right there. They girls are working hard, getting up and down the court. Callie at the free throw line, 5:43 to go. It's 11-7. Here's Callie Hakenin. First free throw good for Callie. And she makes this one. We might get a timeout. Second free throw. Up and good for Callie. Here we go. And it's with 5:43 to go. The Buccaneers take a 13-7 lead. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
Jeff Hakenin Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakeninroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakeninroofing.com or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Hakenin Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Aiken and Nathan Podwell's here in Prentice, Wisconsin. High school girls playoff basketball.
Regional. Semifinal?
First round regional action.
Yeah, first round.
There we go. 5:39 to go here. It's a 13-7 lead for the Buccaneers. They almost get a steal. They tip this one out of bounds. Aiken and Schutz collided by the basket, tipped it out of bounds. Butternut going to maintain possession. And it's been the Buccaneers with a little bit of momentum. And Butternut looking to find a way.
Got to travel.
Travel there by Ellie Kohler up at the top of the key. And Buccaneers with a little bit of momentum over the last few minutes, getting a lead here. A six-point lead with 5:34 to go left in that first half. Butternut applying the pressure. Schutz gets across half court. Schutz. Or to Orson. Here's Freeman in the corner. In the right corner, Freeman. To Orson up top to Schutz. She's going to shoot the three. That one a little long. Callie gets the rebound. She gives it to Blumberg. That one no good. That
take
one was
away
blocked.
By Fox. Butternut.
And going the other way. And a nice crossover from Naring. She gets into the lane and ends up traveling. A little tentative. You like to see her get a couple shots up. She's getting close to the basket. And Buccaneers basketball. Here's Orson. Orson bringing it up. She gets across half court, guarded heavily by Przybylski. And Orson into the corner to Freeman. Freeman, the freshman, getting some quality minutes here. And a steal by Przybylski. Gets it ahead to Naring. Naring dribbling ahead, gives it, hands it off to Bebo. Bebo up top to Pritzel, down to the other Pritzel. And out and here's a steal from Orson. Orson going the other way. The layup is good. Buccaneers take a 15-7 lead with 4:33 to go. And here's a bad pass from Butternut. The Buccaneers come away with it. Do they? Yes, they do. A little bit of chaos here. Here's Callie. Callie gets it to Orson. Orson going to push ahead. She's got some players ahead of her. Ahead here to Freeman. Freeman saves it. And who's got it? It's a mess down there. Everyone's got it. Kendra Pritzel comes away with it. Gives it. Girls basketball, it goes fast, Nate.
It does, doesn't
and
it?
And here's Naring. Can't get that shot to go. A lot of contact. No call.
Rebound
by Luca Blumberg. 4 minutes to go. Luca Blumberg, she's going to bring it up herself. Nice little crossover, over, hands it off to Orson. Orson from the top. 3:44 to go here, 15-7. Here's a shot from Blumberg from the corner. That would no good.
Rebounded by
Rebound Przybylski. And tipped away from Callie. Callie, no, Przybylski saves it. And no contact on that. My goodness. Buccaneers get away with one there. Kylie Orson gets the steal. Here's Bebeau. She gets across half court. Looking for Pritzel. And off of Pritzel's feet, it's going to go to the Buccaneers. And here we go. I think we're getting a timeout here. What are we going to get? A full timeout here with 3:18 to go. It's 17-7. Buccaneers leading the Butternut Midgets. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for 1 minute timeout.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. For 2025, Medford Motors is all about convenient ways to get your vehicle serviced. Our tried and true pickup and delivery system has expanded up to 15 miles from the store, and our mobile service has expanded up to 120 miles away from the dealership. We also offer 24/7 online scheduling. With virtually zero downtime, getting your vehicle service is just as easy as ordering food for delivery. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 or schedule online today.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local community since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewalt here in Prentice, Wisconsin. We have WIA playoff basketball. It is the Prentice Buccaneers taking on the Butternut Midgets and girls action here. 3:08 to go here. The Buccaneers have the ball. They're leading 17-7. After a tough time scoring the basketball to start out, found some quick baskets over the last few minutes to take a 10-point lead. And here's Maddie Freeman with the ball from the top. Buccaneers working around the perimeter. Get pass back left side. Maddie Freeman, three-point shot goes up. It's no good. And taken away by Butternut going the other direction. Here's Bebeau. She's going to lead it all the way down. She should get a shot up. No, she doesn't. She kicks it out to Pritzel. Pritzel. The two from the elbow was no good. Rebound by Naring. That one no good. Butternut having a hard time getting any baskets to go, and they're going to foul from behind. I think that one's going to be on Kendra Pritzel. It is. That one on Pritzel. I agree a little with the Butternut guys ahead of me. They've been getting roughed up and no calls. Prentice been getting the calls here early on. 2:25 to go. Here's Buccaneers with the ball. Out at the perimeter, England has it. To the right side to Freeman. Freeman bounce pass down into the post. Callie Freeman, a pass Callie from Haken England. In. Callie Haken.
Good thing I'm here tonight.
Good thing you're here tonight. Callie Haken gets a nice assist from England. And Buccaneers take a 19-7 lead. Naring pump fake from three. She gets in close to the basket. Shoots it up. She's fouled from behind. And Naring, the freshman, she's going to shoot two free throws. Second foul on Callie Haken. Might be one where Chris thinks, well, 2 minutes to go. Tell her don't get your third.
Yeah.
All right, first shot from Naring. Nice player here. She hits the first one, makes it 19-8. And second free throw coming in just a minute here from Gianna Naring. It's Naring Naring. We don't know. We don't know. Sure. All right, here we go.
Another rebound
that one
by Callie.
Missed. Rebound by Callie Haken. I'm going with Naring. Maybe the people in front of us can let us know. Is it Naring or Naring? And Butternut with the ball here after Prentice missed. And a jump ball here. It's going to stay with Prentice. Prentice basketball under their own basket. And Schutt's going to take it out for the Buccaneers. And Callie was open there, couldn't find her, but Maddie Freeman comes away with it. Back to Callie. Callie driving baseline, kicks it out to Freeman. To England, goes between her legs and out of bounds. It's going to be
butternut ball.
Yeah, butternut basketball. Minute 33 to go. Buccaneers leading 19-8. And Jer Winder, where does winner of this game go? Where does winner of this game go? At Owen Withy would be on
Friday.
Friday. So winner of this going to go to Owen Withy. Minute 23 to go here. Butternut turns it over. Callie Haken and pushing up right side. Little spin move to get into the lane. Gives it to England. Quick shot from 8 foot. That one no good. Rebound Kendra Pritzel. Gives it to Babone. She's going to go right side. Bebo fouled by England. Nari. I was right. I was always a better reader than you, Jer. I was always a better reader than you. Minute 7 to go. And here's a bounce pass into Kendra Pritzel. Nice offense there from the Butternut Midget. And she gets that bucket. It's 19-10. Butternut could use another basket here to get into this ball game. They're going to definitely need to keep the Buccaneers from scoring. And here's Schutz. Left side, Luca Blumberg misses that shot. Rebound by Pritzel. Pritzel, left side here to Kohler. Gets it ahead to Nari. Nari can't finish. She falls on the ground and gets up slowly, but she's going to go the other way. Here's Callie Haken and gets into the lane. Kicks it out to Freeman. She's going to try from three.
Traveled.
Shuffled her feet before the shot went up. And Kylie Orson going to check in. Maddie Freeman going to check out. There's Bilski. And Butternut going to take it out. 19-10, you're 26 seconds to go. Bebo going to take it up for the Midgets. She gets across half court. Left side, she's got the ball. Against his zone, looking for something to go. A skip pass. Przybylski taken away from shoots. Shoots to Callie Haken. Under 10 seconds to go. Callie, left side, can't get it to go. Rebound. England got to get a shot up, unaware of the time. And there's the buzzer. All right. Here we go here. That's the score here at halftime, 19-10. The Buccaneers leading the Butternut Midgets here in Prentice. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a five-minute timeout. We're going to come back here in 5 minutes, give you the Forward Bank halftime show.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Yeah.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Now that it has gotten cold, your battery has to work much harder to start your vehicle. If it's not performing at its best, it may not be enough to get you where you need to go. Luckily, Medford Motors mobile service is able to come right to you and see if your battery can give you top-notch performance free of charge. If it's not up to par, we can replace it right on the spot. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 to get your vehicle cranking.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken in here along with Nathan Podwell. We're at Prentice, Wisconsin here. We're at halftime, and it is girls basketball action. It is the Prentice Buccaneers leading 19-10, a game of not a lot of scoring. Midget. What did I say?
You didn't say anything.
I didn't say anything. The butternut midget. They're leading. Prentice leading 19-10 here, a low-scoring game. Prentice found a little bit of ways to score here in the second or in the end of the first half, and Butternut still looking to get something going. I feel like they've got opportunities. They've been a little tentative on putting up some shots that they've had. I think maybe second half they picked that up a little bit. Only down by 9 points, you know anything can happen.
Yep.
We've seen these girls down here for Butternut. They're some pretty nice athletic girls down there, so you know that this isn't going to be a problem scoring some points here. Once they turn things around, tune things up a little bit, the Buccaneers leading the way here. Callie Hakenen for the Buccaneers. She's been doing a nice job kind of distributing the ball, keeping everybody involved into the game. I feel like, you know, she's got 8 points to start out this game. It's a little of the points here. It's Callie Hakenen with eight. Kylie Orson with six. Abby Schutz with three. And Luca Blumberg with two for the Buccaneers. And four. The Butternut Midgets, it's Caitlin Bebeau with three, Gianna Naring with three, Kendra Pritzel with two, and Isabel Przybylski with two. So Butternut looking to get going, looking to find some things going here to start out this second half, see if they can make a little run just like the Buccaneers did. There's 3.5 minutes to go here in halftime. And, you know, we're going to go over our high school sports sponsors real quick. We want to thank Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Bader's Sports Center, Wolf Farms and Butternut, and Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction,
heck yeah.
Halftime show brought to you by Forward Bank. Postgame show as well. A nice night here, or evening here in Prentice. It's got the basketball atmosphere here. You got the band going. I see some mini cheerleaders down there
for Butternut.
I'm bringing a little bit of energy. But the band playing here at halftime again. And, you know, Butternut, they travel nicely.
Very well.
It looks like the whole town over here.
Yeah.
Got their side of the stands packed here. And
Prentice, on the Prentice side.
Yeah. Prentice, a few spaces open over here on the Prentice side. Could probably fill that up a little bit here. What do we got? Is it a Tuesday night?
Yeah.
Tuesday night. People staying home here tonight. But
listen to us on the radio.
Absolutely. A couple minutes to go here. And, you know, I think this second half is going to be about who brings the energy in this second half. I don't know if you do a lot of changes. The defense seems to be working for both teams. So figuring out something on offense to get a few points up there. You know, it might come in transition. And, you know, you got to be safe. You're the Buccaneers. You really can't turn the ball over. If you don't turn the ball over much in this second half, you're probably going to win the game for sure. But if Butternut can force some in this second half, then, you know, they might get some runs, get some fast break opportunities and get back into this ball game. A little momentum. We know how far a little bit of momentum can go. 9 points can be erased really quick here. But what a minute and a half to go here. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout. We'll be back bringing you this second half.
Get the best seat in the house at Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken in along with Nathan Podwell here in Prentice, Wisconsin. And just entering this second half here between the Butternut Midgets and the Prentice Buccaneers. It's the Prentice Buccaneers leading 19-10. 18 minutes in halftime here, or in second half. And the Butternut Midgets, they take the ball out of bounds. Here is Pritzel with the ball. And Buccaneers came away with it. I wasn't even watching there. Got a steal right off the top. Buccaneers basketball from the top. Buccaneers working from left to right now in their white uniforms with red lettering. The Midgets in their blacks with orange lettering. White, I should say white lettering. And here's a shot goes up by England. It's no good, but it's rebounded by Luca Blumberg. Blumberg from the corner gets up to Orson on the wing. Buccaneers probably going to be a little bit patient here and make sure they get good shots. Callie Hakenen gets it at the free throw line, kicks it out to Blumberg. Everything's going to go through Callie. Here's Orson. She gets it. She dribbles it back out to the top. Orson against a 2-3 zone here. And Schutz gets into the lane, gets a shot up, and misses, but rebounded again by Orson. 17 minutes to go. Buccaneers just ran a minute off the clock. Orson picks it up. Finds Callie down in the low block. Callie gets it away. Out to Blumberg. Blumberg puts the shot up. That one no good. And it's going to go to Butternut. .16:49 to go. 19-10. Fabo has the ball for Butternut. Gets it across half court. And gets it over to Naring. Naring up top to Pritzel. That's Lizzie Pritzel. Here's a steal. Abby Schutz steps in front of the pass, gets the steal. She's tripped up. And she's tripped up by Gianna Naring. Her first foul. And Callie Hakenin gets it in to Kylie Orson. Kylie Orson with 16:33 to go is going to start this offense up for the Buccaneers. Here's Schutz. Schutz has it. Throws it to England. England can't handle. And it goes out of bounds. And it's going to be butternut basketball. Lizzie Pritzel gets it in to Bebo. Bebo picks it up at half court. Back to Pritzel. Inside to Naring. Naring kicks it back out. The inside-out game. Naring has it now. And she gets it to Bebo. Bebo. Back to Naring. Shot goes up. It's no good. Callie rebounds it. Callie Hakenin. She's going to have to dribble it up here. She crosses over. Gets across three defenders. All the way to the basket. Shot goes up, and she's get fouled. Goes to the line. Callie working hard to get to the line. 16 minutes to go here. It's 19-10. Callie Hakenin at the line for the Buccaneers. Free throw up, and no good. That one rimmed out. Looks good. For sure. All right, Callie, second free throw. That one's no good. Rebounded by Butternut. She was out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Buccaneers. Naring dove on the ground. Nice effort from her. All right. Here's Schutz. Going to take it side out of bounds. Buccaneers, she gets it into Callie Hakenin. And 15:54 to go. Buccaneers still up by nine. Schutz has it on the wing. Gets it down to Luca Blumberg. Blumberg pivots in, looking for somewhere to go. Uses her dribble. Gets it back to Orson. Orson going to swing it. Here's England from the wing. Shot goes up. Oh, just missing and rebounded by Pritzel. Oh, she throws it away, though. And Schutz gets it, and she's fouled shooting. Abby Schutz going to go to the line for two. Here's Schutz. First free throw up. That one's good. It's 20-10 with 15:34 to go. Buccaneers up 10. Here's Schutz again. Second one, no good.
Rebounded by Butternut.
Yeah, but the Bogue is going to bring it up. She gets it across half court to Pritzel. Pritzel drives in, gets some nice position by the basket, and gets the basket to go. It's 20-12. Kylie Orson going to bring it up for the Buccaneers. Gets across half court, left side, over to England at the top against this 1-3 zone that Butternut is doing with a man-to-man on Callie Hakenin. And Callie flashes to the low post, and Blumberg loses it out of bounds. It's tipped out by Pozdilski.
And I believe that sign across the way for the 1,000 points is for Kendra Pritzel.
Oh, nice.
She's about 20. I think she's 24 away from 1,000.
Okay, Kendra Pritzel, 24 away from 1,000. Where'd you learn all this stuff, Nate? Pretty impressive. All right, 15:02 to go. Here's Luca Blumberg with the ball. Down to Schutz in the corner. Schutz gets to the basket. Shot goes up. It's no good. Bebo misses it. It's tipped out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Butternut. Prentice going to back off here. And here's Bebo. From the top. Over to Pozdilski. Gets it down in the low block to Pritzel. They kick it back out. Left star, right side. And Naring gets it, turns around, goes up quick. And she's fouled going to the line. If I'm Butternut, I want to find her with the ball down by the basket. Naring, first free throw. Up that one just a little bit long. And she gets one more coming here. 14:39 to go. Buccaneers leading 20-12. Free throw from Naring. That one no good. Rebound by
Butternut.
Bebo comes away with it. Here's Naring for three. That one off back of the rim. Nice rebound from Luca Blumberg. Finds Callie. Callie's going to push ahead. Callie has Schutz ahead of the pack. Schutz gets it. Free throw up a little bit long. England rebounds, and she puts it back. Nice. First basket there from Ashland, England. And Babo for the Midgets gets it across half court. Down to Pritzel in the low block. There's Kendra Pritzel. She's fouled. She's going to go to the free throw line. The Lady Buccaneers leading by 10 here over the Butternut Midgets. It's 22-12 with 14-12 to go in this ball game. Here's Pritzel. Free throw up. Nothing but net. And second one up, and that one no good. Rebound by Nardia.
Travel.
Or Naring, I'm sorry. Oh, they got her with a travel. Tough call.
Yeah, that was
14-10 to go. It's 22-13.
Could have went either way.
Could have. And it did. All right, here's Schutz. Gets it in, too. Orson. She's going to bring it up. Right side, ahead to Freeman. Freeman looking for Callie. Finds her. Callie, a nice pass to Blumberg. Blumberg had a nice seal. She misses it. Rebounds. Kicks it out. Here's Callie from the top. And back to Blumberg. Blumberg misses that three. Here's Callie this time. She's going to shoot the three. And Callie, nothing but net. Callie, I tell you what, she's having an efficient game here tonight.
Yep.
They're tracking her all over the place. And if you leave her open, as there's another steal by Schutz, but a steal by Butternut. Here's Naring, ahead of the pack, gets the layup. Naring makes it 25-15. 13-20 to go. Buccaneers leading the Midgets. And the Buccaneers get it ahead. Here's Schutz. To Orson. Orson misses the layup. Had a little contact. Maybe a block there from Pritzel. And Pritzel rebound. Gets it up to Bebo. Bebo, right side. Gets it down in the low block to Naring. She's fouled. Going to the line. And just what we said there. That's the recipe. Find Naring down by the basket. And you see her with a little bit of energy after that one. Wow. 13 minutes to go. First free throw good for Naring. Second free throw coming. For Naring. Here it is. That one good. Naring makes it 25-17. 8-point ball game.
Ooh.
Here's Orson from the top. Orson gets Naring. Gets it over to Schutz on the right side. Over to Freeman. Freeman back to Schutz. Down in the low block. I kick it back to her. That one's going to go out of bounds. It's going to go to Butternut. Butternut basketball. And Chris Johnson going to take a timeout here. With 12:40 to go, if the Buccaneers leading 25-17 over the Butternut Midgets, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewalt here in Prentice, Wisconsin. 12:40 to go here in this ball game, and it's the Buccaneers with a 25-17 lead. Here is Butternut with the basketball, working from right to left here. Przybylski from the left side, skip pass over to Kohler, back to Przybylski. They find Kendra Pritzel in the low block. She turns around, can't get the shot.
Foul.
Maddie Freeman with the rebound for the Buccaneers. Callie Haken and pushing ahead, left side, a nice pass to shut. She can't quite handle it. Shot goes up. Blocked by Bebo. Bebo, she's going to push left side. Bebo gets it up to Naring. Naring on the top of the key. Gets it tipped away. And over to Bebo. Bebo now left side to Przybylski. And back up to Bebo on the right wing. Bebo gets into the lane with the dribble penetration, finds Kendra Pritzel from about 8 feet out for the jump shot, makes it 25-19. We got a ball game again, Nate. 11:41 to go. Butternut with a little bit of momentum, a little bit of energy here. Orson from the top. Butternut going to have to dig deep here, find some points.
Prentice
Maddie
in.
Freeman. Here's Prentice. Prentice. Oh, a three-pointer missed by Maddie Freeman, but the rebound from Luca Blumberg and the putback makes it 27-19. They're going to get a foul on Orson. It's the fourth team foul.
Second on Orson.
Second on Orson.
They just want the most on any kid out there, too.
11:16 to go here. It's 27-19. It's a flow to this game.
Yeah.
Not a ton of whistles here. Here's Bebo, right side, gets the screen. And skips back left side. They find Naring by the basket over to Pritzel. And that was some nice offense there. They couldn't finish. Pritzel missed the layup on the right side. And here's Callie Haken going coast to coast all the way to the basket. Callie Haken makes it a 10-point lead. Haken stops the ball at the top. Naring, Orson on the ground.
Oh.
Here's going to be an over and back. There it is, over and back. And Butternut with over and back violation from the pressure from Prentice. 10:43 to go here. 29-19. Buccaneers get it in. Here's Orson. Orson left side from the wing. Dribbles back to the top. Gets it off to Schutz. Schutz in a corner to Blumberg. Blumberg thought about it. Into Schutz. They're letting her have that one. Buccaneers haven't made a three-pointer yet. They're due here. Oh, I thought that was going to be it.
Right.
And that one's going to go out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Buccaneers. And I was wrong. The Buccaneers do have a three-pointer from Callie Aikman. 29-19, 10:20 to go. We've seen that Butternut can get back into this game in a quick period of time. And here's Orson, right side from the top. Kylie Orson. Get past the Schutz. They go left side. Here's Maddie Freeman. Tries to get it back to Schutz. Somehow she comes away with it. Down in the low block and taken away by Butternut. But Schutz gets it again. Here's Freeman now from the top. Maddie Freeman finds Luca Blumberg. She's going to shoot the three. That one no good. Bodies on the ground. Callie Haken comes away with it. She finishes and she gets the foul. And one. Callie Haken. What a sequence that was. That's a lot of girls on the ground. Yes. That was too many names to come. 9:50 to go here in this ball game. It's 31-19. Buccaneers leading the Lady Midgets. We're playing well, really. It's one of these games. If you're not watching the scoreboard, you think it's a lot closer than 12 points right now. Callie Haken from the free throw line. Free throw up. That one is good. She finishes the three-point play, and with 9:47 to go, it's 32-19. Here's Bebo into Naring to Pritzel. Pritzel catching fire from about 10 feet out. She makes it 32-22, and they're marking down the board over there. I think she's
got to be down to 18, I think.
We'll find out. About 20 points to go for her to get to 1,000.
There's 20, 19.
And here is left side, Freeman has it for the Buccaneers. Back up top to Schutz, into the high post to Callie. Callie back out to Freeman. She's going to shoot the three. No good. And it's going to go the other way, hit the top of the rim. And you know what? Three-pointers aren't always bad. They're kind of like passes into the low post. They're not getting easy passes into the low post. Sometimes it's a good way for Callie to get a rebound.
Callie's got a quiet 16 points.
Yeah. Very efficient.
Yes.
And here's 9:05 to go here.
There's another two.
There's Pritzel catching fire.
Team from 2000.
9 minutes to go. It's 32-23. Pritzel catching fire from mid-range. Buccaneers with the ball, and Butternut takes it away. No, they poked it out of bounds. That was Lizzie Pritzel, the sophomore. Tipped it out. It's going to stay with the Buccaneers. Side out of bounds for the Bucs opposite of us. Callie Haken are going to take it out. Buccaneers up by 9 and tipped away by Naring. Good going to stay with Bucks. Abby Schutt's going to take it out for the Buccaneers. They're going to run stack play. They get it in to Orson. All right. Still looks like a 1-3 zone with a man-to-man on Callie. Or keeping a body on Callie, I should say. Here's Matty Freeman has it left side. Up to Blumberg up at the top. Over to Schutt. Schutt. Right side to Orson. 8:30 to go. Here's a deep two from Freeman. She can't hit it. Nari gets ahead of the pack. Layup is good for the freshman. Gianna Naring makes it 32-25, 7-point ball game. Prentice leading, 8:12 to go. Here's Orson from the top over to Schutt. Buccaneers going to have to hit a basket or find Callie.
Yep.
Here's Blumberg. Blumberg from the left wing up top to Schutt. Schutt, pump fake, back to Blumberg. And Maddie Freeman comes away with it after it's dribbled off her leg. Orson has it now on this right wing. And they're going to be able to run some clock against this zone a little bit up at the top wing. And it's a little bit more difficult because it's not a 1-3-1, it's a 1-3. So there's a few more open spots on the court. All right, here is Orson from the top, 7:40 to go. Buccaneers up by 7. Shots. Back to Orson. Orson, right wing. A little bit of pressure from the Midgets. Here's Maddie Freeman. To Blumberg. They're going to be happy to run some time off. Callie comes away with that one somehow.